Proclamation number 5334 of 11th of March, 1952. God-focused will must be active. I know my own and my own know me. I know the hardship and worries. I know the degree of their strength of faith. I know their will and also that they strive towards me. Thus they have also recognized me and know my love and grace. Thus a bond has already been formed which can never be loosened again, for I will never ever let go of what has become mine. My creature's will, which is meant for me, is truly already enough for me to take hold of my creature and never release it, even if it first has to be formed before it can completely unite with me. But since the will once turned away from me caused the apostasy from me, the will turned towards me will also certainly result in the return to me, for the wrongly directed will was the sin or caused the sin, and to correct it is my aim which I will never again let out of my sight. Hence your will is already enough for me, but you should not let your will alone be enough for you. You must put your will into action. You must strive for perfection, because this alone must be your work and I can certainly support you with my strength and my grace which, however, must be fully consciously utilized by you again. I will no longer let you fall once you have expressed your will to me that it is directed towards me. And now I constantly help you to activate your will. Yet you yourselves have to accomplish the work of transformation of your soul, which I cannot do out of my power due to the law of eternal order. This is why I often affect my own in a way which is painful and distressing, yet only ever for the sake of success, which consists of complete unification with me, but which has to be achieved by you humans yourselves and cannot be forcibly established, i.e., my greater than great love cannot unite with you as long as your soul's degree of maturity is still inadequate. But neither can it shape you into a perfect being all of a sudden. But the fact that you will reach your aim as soon as you are willingly devoted to me is certain, for I will not abandon any of my own, and I use all means which can accelerate the aim if the human being recognizes them as means of love and grace on my part. And I truly don't make it difficult for you if only you take hold of my hand and let yourselves be guided. Complete devotion to me, complete subordination of your will to mine will bring you to your aim extremely quickly. And therefore you should only ever let me rule and otherwise make an effort to fulfill my will. To live a life of love which will bring you ever closer contact with me and finally lead to complete unification. That you are now mine and will remain so for all eternity. Amen.